land. He was journeying to Delphi.
Did no fellow traveler see the deed? Was there none who could be questioned?
All perished but one man who fled in terror and could tell for certain but one thing of all that he had seen.
One thing might be a key to many things.
He said they were fallen upon by a great troop of robbers.
What robbers would be so daring if not bribed from here?
Such things were indeed guessed at. But Laius once dead, no avenger arose. We were amid our troubles.
But when royalty had fallen, what troubles could have hindered search?
The riddling Sphinx put such dark things out of our thoughts. We thought of what had come to our own doors.
But I will start afresh and make the dark things light. In doing right by Laius, I protect myself. For whoever slew Laius might turn a hand against me. Come, my children, rise up from these altar steps, lift up these suppliant branches, and let all the children of Cadmus be called hither that I may search out everything and find for all happiness or misery as God wills.
May Apollo, sender of the oracle, come with it and be our savior and deliverer.
Apollo, be it so.
What message comes to famous Thebes from the Golden House?
What message of disaster from that sweet-throated Zeus?
What foul things that our fathers saw do the seasons bring? Or what that no man ever saw? What new monstrous thing? Trembling in every limb, I raise my loud, importunate cry, and in a sacred terror wait the gods' reply.
Apollo, chase the god of death that leads no shouting men, bears no rattling shield, and yet consumes this form with pain. Famine takes what the plague spares, and all the crops are lost.
No new life fills the empty place.
Ghost flits after ghost to that god-trodden western shore as flit benighted birds. Sorrow speaks to sorrow and finds no comfort in words.
Death God, be gone from thee!
With a fair wind behind, out onto the formless deep, where not a man can find hold for an anchor fluke for all his world enfolding sea!
Master of the thundercloud, set the lightning free! And add the thunderstone to that, and fling them on his head! For death is all the fashion now, till even death be dead!
We call against the pallid face of this god-hated god, the springing heel of Artemis in the hunting sandal shod.
The chosen-headed Aeneid, blown torch and drunken sound.
The stately lord of light himself, with golden fillet crowned, and in his hands the golden bow and the stretched golden string. And Bacchus, wine and sanguine face, that all the Maenads sing.
You are praying, and it may be that your prayers will be answered, that if you hear my words and do my bidding, you may find help out of all your trouble. This is my proclamation, children of Cadmus. Whoever among you knows by what man Laius, son of Labdacus, was killed, must tell all he knows. If he fear for himself and being guilty denounce himself, he shall be in the less danger, suffering no worse thing than banishment. If, on the other hand, there be one who knows that a foreigner did this deed, let him speak, and I will give him a reward and my thanks. But if any man keeps silent from fear, or to shield a friend, hear all what I will do to that man. No one in this land shall speak to him nor offer sacrifice beside him, but he shall be driven from their homes as if he himself had done the deed.